Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, 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 it is already Monday, the second day of August 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. Obviously, we're going to be talking about Governor Ridge yesterday coming out in a press conference saying we have specific, credible threats of financial corporate institutions that are going to be attacked. And we heard rumblings of this on Friday's broadcast. And now they're claiming that they grabbed some unnamed Al-Qaeda operative in Afghanistan, and that's why they have all of this. Now remember, they flew 8,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda leaders out. Al-Qaeda is CIA. Al-Qaeda was used to attack the Serbs as late as 1998 as the pretext for that war. That's the Republicans' own Senate report. So, if people know the basics, you understand what a fraud all of this is. But then I started thinking, you know, when they do these stock market threats, it drives down stocks. And wouldn't it be interesting to go look and see if there's been large put options put against certain industries? Because then they would know, because they were going to make the announcement that the stock market would go down, you know, saying that the New York Stock Exchange is a big target and other mercantile enterprises. And remember, this is the same government that did put options against American and United, the same government that put out the betting scheme, DARPA's Running Man betting website to bet on dead U.S. soldiers. Remember that? We're going to go back over that today. New York's Holland Tunnel is closing. The Holland Tunnel was to close commercial traffic heading to New York, officials said. They're the officials. The ban was correlated to the warning about downtown financial districts, said Tony Silovia, a spokesman for the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. What do you think about this? I mean, it not only creates a chilling effect for the election, makes Bush's approval ratings go up, scares us into accepting the big announcement this morning by Bush of a giant new domestic CIA. We got the CIA in 1947. Along with the National Security Act. And now we're going to have a super mega agency over Homeland Security, over FEMA, over your local police department. All crime is terrorism. I have stacks of articles where they're putting up cameras all over the country saying it's to fight terror and crime, and Homeland Security is paying for it. This is so transparent. This whole thing is just so obvious. They're getting rid of Posse Comitatus. They're militarizing the police. They're telling us torture's good. They're building prisons all over the place. They're telling us we're going to have a domestic CIA, but even if we have this, we're still going to have bigger attacks. Just get used to it. You're going to have to give up your freedoms to defend liberty. Why the terrorists are going to attack to get our liberty, so we've got to get rid of our liberty as fast as possible. We've got to disrupt the elections because the terrorists want to disrupt the elections. And then again, that's just one layer of the onion. We've also got the fact that this is a farce election between John Forbes Kerry and George Walker Bush. Cousins, skull and bones members. This is a Manchurian global election, my friends. We'll come back, get into all the details, take your calls and a lot more. So stay with us.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Somebody wants to sue you. With a few keystrokes, anyone can find out your net worth. Everything that you've worked hard for can be taken away from you as fast as you can say, frivolous lawsuit. Whether it's the IRS, a vindictive ex-spouse, or an average Joe off the street, don't let them have it. The Asset Protection Team can show you how to protect yourself from anybody that wants to sue you. Simple, fast, affordable, and bulletproof. Let the Asset Protection Team show you how. Call now, 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or visit assetprotectionteam.com. Don't wait. Plan your strategy today before you encounter a lawsuit, bankruptcy, accident, judgment, lien, probate, creditor, medical crisis, malpractice, or worse. Plan today before you are confronted with a false claim, divorce, audit, state agency, federal agency, restraining order, an angry ex-partner, or worse. Visit assetprotectionteam.com or call 888-240-3337.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Did you hear about the New York City policeman who found a homeless person sleeping in a parking garage and refused to arrest him, just kicked him out of the facility? Well, they're moving to fire him and are charging him with some stuff. We've got his lawyer coming on in the next hour. And then, of course, there was that article from Friday, woman arrested for chewing in D.C. Metro station. That was out of the Associated Press. And they admitted that this was in D.C., getting on the subway system. She was about to walk through the turnstiles and she had part of a candy bar left, a payday, and the officer said, "You cannot eat that." And she said, "I know," and stuck the last bite in her mouth and began chewing. He thought that, and they actually talked to the cop here, that that was disrespectful, so they arrested her. So this is the new freedom. But thousands of Muslims sneaking across the southern border and the northern border, they hold them, and then they're ordered to release them. And I'm not even saying these Muslims are terrorists, folks, but the point is that they're telling us as citizens, regardless of what color we are, that we've got to have wireless video cameras with microphones mounted in our neighborhoods, not just on our city streets, watching our every move. I mean, it's a joke. We're going to have a domestic giant new CIA body domestically running our lives. I mean, this is a huge announcement by Bush, and they're going, my gosh, bipartisan by the Congress and bipartisan by the commission. This is moving ahead, and Kerry supports it. A huge domestic intelligence agency watching all of us, and the families demand it. Actually, the families are all saying on websites and through their lawyers and on C-SPAN that they think it's all a big cover-up, and that the government created Al-Qaeda, and that something's wrong here. But, yeah, they can find two or three people to stand up on TV and say, we want a domestic CIA. We're the victims' family members, and we demand it. And I was wondering yesterday why Ridge went on television and said all these financial institutions, you know, they're targets, it's credible, it's specific. We're not going to have an orange alert nationwide, though. They want to save that for later, or a red alert, even worse. No, we're just going to have elevated levels in certain cities. And so Ridge went out and talked about this. But then, at the same time, Bush comes out this morning, just about 30 minutes ago, and says, look, you know, this is what the people demand. You're going to have it. Don't worry. We'll keep you safe. We're going to give you this new giant domestic intelligence agency. Then he went on to speak about why they're putting out these terror alerts so they can be transparent for us. I mean, that's the total opposite of what they're really doing. What do you think's behind all this? You know, I want to take 30 minutes out sometime in the broadcast today to read this lengthy 16-page article, at least part of it, by Professor Michelle Chesedosky, Coup d'etat in America. And in 16 pages, he lays out just the complete evidence that we've put out here, kind of in a scattershot diatribe over the years, of how they're really publicly setting up a new world order takeover of America. Also, I was listening to the Derry Brownfield radio show this morning here on this network, on the Genesis Network, and he was reading the mainstream news reports of how a giant bank, foreign bank from the Netherlands, is going to take over the federal banking system over four Midwestern states, and is going to basically call in many of the loans on the tens of thousands of farmers and ranchers in those states. I mean, it's just, it's the total looting, and that's what privatization is. Privatization isn't saying we're actually going to privatize a business. It just means we're going to hand over government institutions that we've all paid for and public infrastructure to the private individuals and companies have bought and paid for our politicians. They put the politicians in, and the politician gives them the keys to the city and says it's privatization. It's like Russia's reform in the 1990s with six oligarchs taking over the entire economy and setting up the same old secret police systems, the disappearing in the night, the work camps. They've still got all that in Russia. It's admitted. But, oh, it's free market now because we have six thugs running the communist apparatus. Well, funny, before you just had one thug doing it and all of their minions. So it's the exact same thing. But the left and right population out there can't get their brains around this. It's like China. China's supposedly communistic, and you've got just a few dozen families owning and running the whole place. And at the 50th anniversary of the Communist Revolution there a few years ago, they had CEOs there for the Fortune 500 meeting in Tiananmen Square for a military parade, and Jiang Zemin stood up and said, and this was the BBC headline, he said, capitalism is the greatest form of communism. And people said, what? Is he going crazy? Well, no, David Rockefeller. And the quote, by the way, is in the front of my book. I've got 30 or 40 quotes at the beginning of my book, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny. And as the date, where back when Mao Zedong died in the 70s, I think it was 76, it's a New York Times quote, he said, oh man, Mao is just great, and look at the wonderful system they built, and he was just a wondrous person, and we love him. And again, there is no capitalism, there is no communism, there is no socialism, there is no fascism. There is only command and control. And then under those different terms I just mentioned, those different isms, it's just the paint job on the vehicle, or the window dressing, or the crockery that you're eating the meal out of. What's being put on the plates is the same thing. Black ski mask, secret police, arrest, no freedom, centralization, fat cats running everything, running the government, running industry. And then, remember about a month ago, New Freedom. I always joke and go, the SWAT team busted in the wrong house and shot the old lady twice in the chest. No one's been charged. This is the New Freedom. The Defense Department has issued ground-penetrating radar that looks right through your walls and is mounting it on police helicopters. It's part of the New Freedom. Well, the president has a new commission called the New Freedom Commission. They had a program here in Texas since the early 90s, and it is to test every school child, everyone. They say then it'll be adults as well, for mental illness, and then to try to put them on antipsychotics. And they said 15% of us need to be on these immediately. And it's called New Freedom. Well, here's an article out of Illinois, and it says, Children's Mental Health Task Force hearings continue through Friday. This was going on last week in Illinois. And it says, as public forums continue this week throughout the state, more concerns emerge as parents learn of a new mental health screening plan for Illinois children ages 0 to 18 and pregnant women. That's right. All of you, I forgot to mention that in the federal plan, all women, when you're at the hospital, that's how it starts for adults. They say adults, all adults eventually, will get a CPS visit, and they'll decide if you're crazy and allowed to have a child. And so this is, again, guilty until proven innocent. You want to live in a brave new world Soviet system, you're going to live in it, folks. This is just starting in Illinois. It's in 10 states, Pennsylvania, Texas, Illinois, 10 states. It's going to go nationwide. Children's Mental Health, an Urgent Priority for Illinois, is the 53-page report in which the Children's Mental Health Act of 2003 is based upon details of a vast new bureaucracy which stresses intervention and treatment for all Illinois children from the womb and continues through adolescence at age 18. And they go into this. They have, this is out of the Illinois Leader. This is a major piece of legislation, Mike Burke. We know the behavior is shape in the early years. Is shape in the early years, and the emotional well-being is affected by complications with birth. Oh, at birth, got to drug them. This act forces Illinois to recognize the importance of children's emotional well-being. So all the horrible things the government does, but it's for the children. When they said they were going to try to shut down local Austin Access TV last week, it's for the children. Everything's for the children. And so it goes on and on. Screening, testing, and treatments are to be offered in homes, preschools, daycare, and throughout the public school system. A child over the age of 12 will be provided 2 mental health sessions without parental consent. The act creates the Child's Mental Health Partnership that reports directly to the governor. And again, it requires the testing of all children and all women at hospitals. They already do this at most hospitals. Spy on you, ask you 100 questions as your wife's having the baby. They want to get you in the system. If they can't get you on welfare, if they can't get you in the criminal justice system, they're going to get you in the psychiatric system. And of course, when they bankrupt this economy, you'll go into the debtor's prison system. We'll get into the new terror alerts and your calls PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com are the websites. Stay with us.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever heard of the Genocide Convention Treaty to the United Nations? Did you know that it's a direct assault upon your freedom of religion? Did you know that if you mention perverted sex acts as being wrong according to the Bible, you could be arrested and tried for causing mental harm to others? It's already law in Canada, Australia, Britain, and Sweden, where Christians are being tried and deprived of freedom of speech. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free order line number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to receive your call.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Coming up in the next hour, we'll just spend 15 minutes on this or so. We've got the high-powered lawyer, Norman Siegel, heard that name before, coming on, who's defending this New York police officer, who's got a great record, by the way, who refused to arrest an old homeless man who is asleep on the bottom floor of a parking garage in a corner. You can't sleep anywhere. You've got to, and people say, oh, get them homeless people, you know, treat them like garbage. And certainly some of them are obnoxious and are bums and are drug addicts, but some of them aren't. And there's more and more of them on the street. And the point is, you shouldn't arrest somebody for sleeping on the street, folks. It's just flat wrong. But he was compassionate. And so he's being tried there in the police department, and they're trying to fire him and a bunch of other stuff, so we'll talk about that. I mean, whatever happened to compassion? Plus, why arrest a homeless person? They're just going to get released right back onto the street, and it just costs money for the taxpayer. By the way, we've got General Barry McCaffrey giving a press conference right now here in Austin, Texas. And I wish I could have gone, but some of our folks went. And last time he came to town, the former drug czar, we talked about his top narcotics man in Latin America being caught shipping cocaine and heroin into the country. He didn't want to talk about that. But now he's talking about how, you know, 50-something thousand people die from drugs every year. And I saw that number and said, wait a minute, only a few thousand die from actual drugs each year, illegal drugs. Hundreds of thousands die from prescription drugs. I even had a mainstream news article about that last week. Where are they getting this 56,000 number? And sure enough, they were including alcohol deaths, which are eight times what narcotics deaths are. Yes, alcohol. And so I want to commend General McCaffrey. He's now adding alcohol to it and to try to somehow put some anti-drug task force on that. But my point is, and I'm being sarcastic, the point is that you're not going to modify and change the way people live their lives. And the government knows that. And the bigger their drug war gets, the more drugs we have on our streets. Last time I saw federal numbers, this was like 2 years ago, and I know that it's gone up since then. I saw numbers on TV that's gone up even more, but I read the actual federal numbers 2 years ago. But since then, it's gone up. I don't have the numbers in front of me. But the old numbers I have is triple the heroin, double the cocaine on the streets. And since then, it's even increased, if you can believe that. So more prisons, more police, more arrests, more SWAT raids, more drugs. Now, why is that? Because these drugs are illegal, and so there's a black market, and 9 out of 10 home invasions and robberies are drug related. So that's how they feed this government economy. And so then the scared population calls for more police and more loss of liberty, and there's more shootings and stabbings and the rest of it. So, oh, take my rights, keep me safe. And then the same people bringing in the drugs, the government bringing in the majority of the narcotics. They also own the private prisons. And then they also own the big pharmacological companies. They own the big drug companies who then push on the public, push on school children, push on pregnant women, push on the population. Psychotropics, which are deadly, worse than cocaine and heroin, and stuff like the stuff Limbaugh likes, the hillbilly heroin, all of that, now they're going to push antipsychotics. And again, I was just reading where every school child, every year, whether you like it or not, is going to be given 2 psychological evaluations. And the parameters for the psychological examination has been written by a consortium of drug companies headed up by Eli Lilly. And then they even recommend their drugs. So the public schools aren't just now prisons, training your child how to be a prisoner, how to be thumb scanned and face scanned and frisked and searched and videotaped even in the locker rooms. Now it's mind control facilities. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. Here in Austin, and if you're late 3 times to class, they call you into a little portable building and say, you're guilty of truancy, even though the state law doesn't say that. It says 14 unexcused absences in a semester. They say, sign here, affirmative adjudication. And you don't know that you're supposed to have a jury and rights. Your parents sign it, and you're on probation. And then the judge says, I'm ordering drug testing. I'm ordering a psychological evaluation. This was even on local news, folks. We'll come back, get to your calls, the latest terror alerts, and a lot more.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and you may be paying too much. Consider these possible rates. A man, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $113, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right. Guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. TermBusters specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. So call this number now for a free quote.
800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We're here 24 hours a day. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, again, we're back live on this August 2nd, 2004 worldwide broadcast as we blast down on the AM and FM dial, simulcast on Global Shortwave during the day at 94.75, back from 9 to midnight Central at 32.10, and, of course, on the Internet at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We're going to go to your calls here in just a few minutes at 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Manufactured terror, fear equals market manipulation. The NASDAQ's down. The Dow is up like a point or two last time I checked a few minutes ago. But once again, America is told to be afraid. This time it's our financial institutions that are under threat. We will have to watch the markets carefully. And if they do fall, we should ask ourselves who will be placing put options against what. Don't forget about the huge surge of insider trading just prior to September 11th. Check out our insider trading archive. We have a link to that. And remember how the Pentagon abandoned its twisted plan for a terrorism futures trading market after public uproar. And again, here's the latest fear-mongering brought to us, for what purpose? By the powers that be. And I'll tell you the main purpose. Bush is out there this morning announcing our new giant domestic CIA that Republicans and the Democrats all just think is great and is going to keep us so safe. I mean, Think of all the horrible things the CIA's done internationally, all the things they've been caught doing domestically, illegally. Now it's going to be over all of government, rolled into Homeland Security and FEMA and NORTHCOM and all of it. USO's Al-Qaeda targets World Bank, New York Stock Exchange, and Citigroup. Suspected Al-Qaeda threats to attack the New York Stock Exchange, World Bank, and International Monetary Fund prompted the United States on Sunday to issue a high-level threat alert for the financial sector in New York and Washington. Buildings in New York of Citigroup, Inc., the world's largest financial company, and the Prudential Financial Building in Newark, New Jersey, were included in the warning announced by Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge at a news conference. In light of new intelligence information, we have made the decision to raise the threat level for this sector in these communities, he said. It was the first U.S. terror alert to focus on a specific sector of the economy. The high or code orange threat level is the second highest in the government's five-stage terrorism alert system. It represents a high risk of terrorist attacks, Ridge said. Sunday's warnings were based on a discovery of materials analyzing how to attack some of the most powerful symbols of Western capitalism. The quality of the intelligence is rarely seen and is alarming in both the amount and specificity of the information, Ridge said. President Bush agreed on Sunday to accept Ridge's recommendation to raise the threat level. White House spokesman Aaron Healy said the United States declared a national orange alert in December but cut it back to yellow or elevated in January. Both the IMF and World Bank are located within a few miles walk of the White House. Washington Police Chief Charles Ramsey said his department has beefed up coverage of the institutions as well as the Federal Reserve and Bureau of Engraving. They say they want to use truck bombs, like the 93 World Trade Center attack. Okay, the FBI admittedly cooked the bomb and trained the driver there and let the bombing go forward. Chicago Tribune, New York Times, in my film, Road to Tyranny. They talk about back during Christmas, the orange alert. Well, it came out that that was, quote, a mistake or false intel. This is the same White House that's been caught planting fake letters from troops with false signatures in newspapers, creating the private lynch fable with Jerry Bruckheimer, the Hollywood producer. This is the same government that's been caught planting fake weapons of mass destruction over and over again and then saying, oh, it was just an accident, lying about uranium from Niger, saying that open borders is an amnesty, saying that, I mean, just lying, lying, lying. I don't know how you believe anything they say. Very, very serious. So, and, you know, I mentioned terror betting. Some people have trouble believing this. Every time I mention it, I get laughed at. This is out of the Associated Press last year. Remember this? Pentagon's futures market plan condemned. This is the AP. The Pentagon is setting up stock market style system in which investors would bet on terror attacks, assassinations, or other events in the Middle East. Defense officials hope to gain intelligence and useful predictions, while investors who guess right would win profits. Two Democratic senators demanded money the project be stopped before investors began registering this week. By the way, they set it up privately, I would add. It still went forward. The idea of a federal betting parlor on atrocities and terrorism is ridiculous and is grotesque. Okay, Senator Ron Wyden said, folks, this is so the globalists can bet on their deeds and make money off of it publicly. That's all this is. It's legitimizing in plain view what they did on 9/11 with the insider trading on American and United. And only they know, and the good Lord above knows as well, what all this threat on the stock market did and where they profited from that. It's all very suspicious, but mainly I think it's a smokescreen to a backdrop for Bush with his announcement of this domestic CIA to run our lives and also for the election. Okay, let's go ahead and go to calls. I appreciate folks holding. Peter in New Jersey. Peter, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex, and God bless you, and thank you for following God's calling for your life by getting out to us what we never hear from quote-unquote conservative talk radio.
Well, thank you, sir.
Okay. Question for you. Where's the demarcation line and versus the evil and the versus the good, the true terrorists, if you will, ones that are in foreign nations coming here and doing evil to this country versus the what the Bush administration and the globalists are doing. And how can we really know at times, though we see transparency, et cetera, how can we really know and where and how and why? It sometimes is it not difficult?
Well, number one, there are real Muslim terrorists, but they car bomb people in the Middle East. They stab individuals. They shoot people. And in most cases in the Middle East, it really is a disaffected, angry group. But four jets being hijacked, NORAD standing down, public officials being warned not to fly the night before, you know, that whole official story is a fraud. We know their official story concerning 9/11 is a lie. We know there's total prior knowledge and fostering and funding and enabling of terrorists, of 9/11. Now, let's say that Al-Qaeda was real and wasn't publicly founded by the CIA and protected and all the evidence that we have. The government is doing nothing. They're leaving the borders open, ordering thousands of Muslims picked up at border states to be released. They're doing nothing to protect us. And all of this is being used to set up a police state. They're using the Patriot Act to charge people that have nothing to do with terrorism. They are federalizing our cities. So regardless, they're using these horrible events to destroy our freedoms. And here's the key thing. Long before Al-Qaeda attacked Al-Qaeda, they were setting up this Inda Posse Comitatus, this New World Order. So regardless, giving up our freedoms does nothing. It doesn't protect us, and it empowers the New World Order, and it kills America.
Well, I appreciate all that you're doing, and thank you so much for all your wealth of knowledge.
Well, thank you, Peter, for the call. I mean, you have something else to say?
No, that's it, Alex.
Okay, thank you. Take care. Mark in Pennsylvania. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet, my friend. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. A couple things. I was wondering, I saw a Manchurian candidate, and it was a couple of really interesting things in it. The gentleman that Mr. Voight plays, the character he plays, in the beginning of the movie talks about losing our freedoms, and he's kind of portrayed as the bad guy. Also, there were... there was a kid playing, kind of dressed up as Abraham Lincoln, Washington, and Denzel Washington's character comes through in the scene. These kids staging this thing, and the kid says, "And your Bill of Rights gives you the right to it," and then they cut it off. And then throughout the movie, I see armed military personnel on the street. Throughout the movie.
Well, let me stop you. I saw Manchurian Candidate last night.
I did too.
And I think overall it's a really powerful film.
Yes.
I saw the producer and the director in Variety articles saying this is what they think is really going on. They're upset. They're scared. So in the film, you have a secret global corporation that's bigger than any government.
Mm-hmm.
Out of Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Bilderberg Group.
Right.
And they, it implies they're carrying out the terror attacks. They've got a police state in America. They've got troops on all the street corners.
Right.
They're searching people.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find out, I don't want to give away too much of the movie, but
yeah, I didn't want to either.
That there are these huge gaggles of mind control slaves. Right. And then if you've studied mind control, that's exactly how they do it. They would take troops out into the field and then hit them with knockout gas so that they have an excuse to wake up. So they have an excuse to wake up in hospital beds later.
Kind of like the original Manchurian candidate.
Well, that's actually how they do it. I mean, they did that in Vietnam. They'd take guys out in the field, knock them out. They'd wake up 6 months later, you know, totally reprogrammed. But they've got tracker chips in them, which the troops are now getting, by the way. And they've got brain chips and. You can look at the movie as people in Hollywood trying to warn the public, and I think the directors and producers think that's what happened, but overall,
yeah.
I believe that the production house allowed this because it'll just desensitize people overall unless they're unless they're conscious.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get about when you said about capitalism, when Zemin said capitalism is the best part of communism. You ask that to a 20-something or 30-something-year-old person today, and they say, well, it isn't socialism, but that's what communism is, though. It's just a mask.
Well, it's all command and control.
Correct.
I mean, communism, socialism, fascism, mm-hmm. powerful people want control. They want to run your life. I mean, it's just history.
Right.
But overall, what did you think of the film?
I don't know. It was, I give it, out of 4 stars, I give it 2. The thing is, I have the original, and I've watched it over and over, and I just thought it was kind of sugar-coated a bit. But there were significant things in the movie, like I said before, about John Voight's character, that he was kind of a voice of freedom, because he was talking about that.
And they kill him.
Correct. Yeah.
I don't want to. I didn't want to
say anything.
And they kill him just like they killed a CIA director 2 days after he leaked the Waco FLIR footage.
Right, and also the gentleman that got the job at the Twin Towers. So, you know, this O'Neill guy, whatever his name is, and I think that's what his name was. But I wanted to ask you about the 9/11 Commission. Were there any structural engineers put in front of the commission?
The 9/11 Commission, when it formed last year, said, we are not going to make judgment calls. We are going to call for domestic CIA and Patriot Act 2.
Okay.
So from the beginning, they said what it was. They said what they were going to do. And it's nothing but a giant advertisement for the New World Order.
Right, because there's nothing that they said anything about how it happened, but only how we...
Well, really, they just told a bunch of lies is what
they
did.
Exactly.
I've now read most of the report, and it's just unbelievable lies.
Well, because King, you know, when I researched, King was he's on the board of directors of Hess, which is also invests in Central Asia, which is an investment of Delta Oil of Saudi Arabia.
Well, so, I mean, King is in business with the Bin Laden family.
Correct.
Unical
had a payroll of Harman Karzai. I mean,
well, the head of the committee, the head staffer, you know, is an intelligence guy. The whole thing's a joke. I mean, again, for those that have trouble figuring this out, it's appointed by Bush. The first guy they tried to have head it was Henry Kissinger.
Mm-hmm.
So to just give you an idea, they just gave you more little known Henry Kissinger types.
Well, I appreciate your time. I can't get you really good on the frequency. The frequency that you have now, I can barely make you out. So,
are you listening to us on AM, FM, shortwave?
Shortwave.
Well, sir, you might get a better shortwave, or you might get a computer, or you might just call a local AM or FM and tell them to pick the show up.
Well, I've been trying to do that.
Well, that's awesome. Thanks for the call, Mark. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Paul in Delaware. Paul, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Fine.
I'm calling in. I'm doing my one call per week, and I would like to just say I would like to apologize for my attitude and spirit of trying to get to the bottom of the truth in education. And
that's funny.
Okay. Well, you should review your shows, and I'm glad you have them for sale so people can review our discussion.
I don't have them for sale.
But,
the network does.
Okay, but my main point was this. The reason why, you know, I'm trying to get the word out and trying to educate people is because I've been in this movement for 8 years, and every single well-known person I see has been a charlatan. Not speaking of you, but you have encouraged me from watching your videos from years ago to take action, and that's what I'm doing. And so I just want to let people know. I've been in this movement for a while, and I've seen a bunch of charlatans. I know you don't like to speak about them, but I must say, you've convinced me to start making my own documentaries, and the first one I'm going to do is to investigate all these charlatans who fail to uncover certain truths. And what I see is there are certain issues, Alex, that you fail and will not talk about, and I don't know why. But if you would like to tell me, you can reach me at awakenfree@yahoo.com.
Okay, we're not here to promote your personal platform, okay? Go make your films and promote them somewhere else. Thanks for the call. All right. Look, I let you call into the show, let you do your dissension, you know, let you, you know, try that stuff, and it isn't going to work on me. And by everybody's a charlatan, I guess you mean you can find somebody saying something bad about anybody out there who's in the arena? I mean, is that what you mean? Now, I don't get into infighting and talking bad about people, and this person isn't good, and that person's not good, and I don't make my life out of that. That's not what this show is. Many of the other broadcasts do that. Just up one side and down the other, and I don't, sir. Look, they're going to try to forcibly drug our children. They're going to psychologically test us, the children, then the adults. They're setting up a police state. They're putting out all these terror alerts. They're, you know, they're doing all of this. And so many of you guys just, you know, you call in and you say, do you think we went to the moon? And I say, I don't know. And you say, what do you mean you don't know? And I said, well, we could study that. You got any guests you want me to have on? You're like, you're bad. You're covering it up. You're twisting. I mean, you got a bad attitude, buddy. And, I mean, I don't know what your job is or what's going on, but that's fine. If you want to have some weird personal obsession with me, you know, I don't know. I just don't want to be involved in it. All right, we'll be right back and get to real news and information that's really important. And more of your calls and a guest, too.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Eric and Kevin and Jackie and Randy and everybody else, your calls are coming up. Got an article here where if you want to get in one of the public meetings, they call them public town halls with Dick Cheney, you've got to give him your name, phone number, driver's license number. And then you have to sign a pledge that you support the vice president. Now, I remember back in the 80s going to a George Bush rally with my dad at the fairgrounds in Dallas, Texas, and you didn't have to sign a pledge to get into it. You didn't have to. I mean, I've been to many other presidential events over the years, and gubernatorial events. They don't do that, but now they do. To get into these Patriot Act discussions that they had last year, where they were out, you know, stumping for it coast to coast, and earlier this year, they would make you do similar things. I mean, how in a free society are they so bunkered down, so afraid of, at their media events, the people seeing that everyone is not buying it? That reminds me of Bush, almost 2 years ago in St. Louis, with the Made in China labels covered up at the warehouse with Made in USA spray-painted and stenciled on them. I mean, how ridiculous. And, by the way, that broke a federal law. You're not supposed to do that. It's a felony, according to the Village Voice. And then on top of it, Bush was in Indiana last year. There's a bunch of examples of this. And they told everybody, take your ties off or you got to leave. Some people refused. They were thrown out. Take your ties off because we don't want the image of people with ties. I mean, it's just that's how manipulative all of this is. And Kerry does the same stuff. So just realize what an illusion all of this is. Okay, now, some of the other news that's coming up, there's just so much of it that I want to go over here. One article is out of Christianity Today, and it says, I was in prison and you abused me. And it's the writer, Stephen Gertz, is saying, what's happened to Christians? Because he hears these so-called Christians on talk radio, and he talks to them in person, who think the torture isn't bad or frankly love it. Since when is torture Christian? So we'll discuss that as well. We've also, just for 10, 15 minutes, got Norman Siegel, the lawyer for a New York officer on trial for refusing to arrest a homeless man. That's coming up too. Before I end this hour, I would encourage all of you to visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and to visit the secure, safe online shopping cart and to check out the 10 films I've made and to watch video clips of them, to read about them and hopefully order them and make copies of them and get them out to people for nonprofit educational purposes. Also, I carry a bunch of other videos by Jews, the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, their Second Amendment video. It's incredible. George Humphrey's new 9/11 video, 9/11. The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati. Eric Hufschmid's video and book on 9/11. These are so important, but my films you're authorized to make copies of. You can't of the other folks' stuff because I can't authorize you to do that. But operators are there right now to answer your questions or to take your order. We got different specials that we're running as well on books and videos, so ask about those. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our safe, secure shopping cart, as I said. Or you can write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, we'll be back on the other side of this quick 70-second break with your calls, a guest, and a ton of other vital news. Please stay with us.